Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Ben, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All the offspring of Jacob were 70 persons. Joseph was already in Egypt. Then Joseph died, and all his brothers and all that were fruitful and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And if war befall us, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. And they built for Pharaoh store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. So they made the people of Israel serve with rigor, and made their lives bitter with hard service, in mortar and brick, and in all kinds of work in the field. In all their work they made them serve with rigor. Then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah and the other Puah, "When you serve as midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter, she shall live." But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this and let the male children live?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and are delivered before the midwife comes to them." So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, "Every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast into the Nile, but every daughter you shall let live." So we begin the story now that will carry us through the next 4 weeks of meditations during this season of preparation for the great Christian Passover, with Exodus chapter 1. Beginning with the first verse. And the people of Israel had gone down into Egypt, it's important to remember, by the plan of God. Because there was a great famine in the land of Israel, and so God used the sin of Joseph's brothers, if you recall the story of Joseph, he used the sin of Joseph's brothers to bring Joseph into Egypt and into a position of prominence, in which he would be able to provide for his brethren. And in fact, they were given a very fertile and fruitful land, because God's purpose for the people of Israel is that they should do just this thing and multiply greatly, as he had promised to Abraham, that the multitudes of Israel should be like the stars of heaven, like the sands on the shore of the sea. And they're in the course of doing that, and a new Pharaoh arises. And this Pharaoh traditionally has always been seen by the Christian people as a figure or a type of the great opponent of the Christian people, the great oppressor of the Christian people, who out of envy rose up against God and against God's people. This is the one who's called the accuser, or the deceiver, or the devil, the adversary of the Christian people. And so he conceives a plan to bring death to the people of Israel, not just death to individual Israels, but through the killing of the male offspring, to make all the daughters of Israel widows before their time, you might say, so that the people of Israel should lose their distinctive genealogy, lose the life, the culture, the way of life to which God intends to bring them, and destroy them. But the Lord protects his people through these two midwives. It's interesting that the scripture preserves their names for us, makes their names live forever, as a later Jewish blessing would say, makes their memory a blessing. And through Shifra and Puah and their determination not to do this evil deed, God preserves his people. And he commands these midwives, after their original resistance, to cast children, male children, into the Nile. And that sets us up for the next meditation that has to do with God's preparation for deliverance of his people by raising up the man Moses.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.